everybody. What is going on? I hope everyone is doing well. And welcome back once again to a brand new episode of Sweeten Up Podcast, season number 2, episode number 83. I am your host, Jeff Spencer. Thank you so much for taking some time to join me today. I greatly appreciate it, whether you have for an entire season, an entire year, or you are today for the first time. Thank you so much for joining us. However, if you are just joining us for the first time, take a look back at our library of 82 episodes anytime you want, anywhere you listen to your podcasts. As always, if you like what you hear on the podcast today and you want to hear more, please be sure to tell all your friends and subscribe to the show anywhere you get your podcasts so that you never miss a future episode. The podcast is available on all major podcast platforms, and you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search for Sweeten Up Podcast. With that being said, my guest on the podcast today is my man, Matthew Kirshner. Matthew Kirshner is a pastry chef and the owner of Uncle Matt's Bakery and Cafe, located in Sandy Hook, Connecticut. He trained with master pastry chefs from around the world at renowned establishments such as the Russian Tea Room and the Essex House Hotel in New York City, in addition to the Roger Sherman Inn and Bantam Bread Company in Connecticut, Bantam Bread Company of which was just rated best bread in Connecticut by Food and Wine. His love for baking can be traced back to his grandmother's cookbook, which is still lined with notes from when she would earmark recipes for Matt as a child. Getting close to those childhood memories is an adventure that drives his culinary interest to this day. We were super excited to get the opportunity to chat with Matthew live inside Uncle Matt's Bakery and Cafe in Sandy Hook. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, one more time, my friend and everyone's favorite uncle, part two of my two-part conversation with Matthew Kirshner. My editor and writer on the show, Nick Passacretta, the Eagles fan.
Yes.
He texts me, he goes, let him know that his fried eggplant sandwich is absolute perfection. Talk to me about that.
Well, thank you for the kind words. The sandwich itself.
You got a lot going on here.
The sandwich itself, it's no like patent sandwich that anybody would.
Sure.
You can get it anywhere. Just what makes it special here is like we don't use like frozen processed foods or anything like that. Like all breads except for like our gluten-free bread and our whole wheat wraps are made in house. So we also like our breadcrumbs are made from day old bread that we grind down and that we use for the breading. We don't even put any seasoning on it. It speaks for itself. Yeah, you don't have to put seasoning on sourdough bread. It doesn't make sense.
Oh jeez, that's a sin.
so we slice our eggplant. We batter it and then we fry it. I don't know, I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love that sandwich. That's like my go-to sandwich when I'm trying to think and I'm standing next to Gail. I'm like, oh, what do you want? And she looks at me and she's like, you want your fried eggplant? I'm like, I guess.
I know what it is though. It's the bread. Because you could get a sandwich anywhere and you know, some meats are better than others. Let's be honest, but we know what we're getting in the middle. But between it, on the outside, you don't know what you're getting because every place they do it differently. They make it, they don't, they get it somewhere, blah, blah, blah. More times than not, the bread is what makes a sandwich for me anyway.
And, you know, I've worked
and here we are in the Mecca. Here we are in the Mecca of bread.
You know, and I have nothing against places that take outside frozen stuff and put it together in the sandwich.
And some places take fresh stuff. Yeah. It depends. Like you were saying, like if a local place wanted to work with you here, you could supply their bread.
Exactly.
And they could kill it.
And, I always said to myself, like, I know I can't do everything in this kitchen. So, like, as far as, like, other proteins are concerned, like, yes, I used high-end quality cooked deli meat that we slice ourselves and that, you know, I wouldn't give them, like, Oscar Mayer bologna or anything like that because nothing against it.
Exactly.
I'm not 4 years old anymore. I do enjoy like finer tasting deli meats.
The Boar's Heads of the world.
Yes. But I'll go above that. Like I go sure. above Boar's Head. Like,
sure, why not?
And thank God I have suppliers who do carry really high end stuff and
awesome.
That I, you know, that it's not going to be costing me an arm and a leg for, but I also said like, I want this place with, especially when it comes to the sandwiches, to not suck. I want somebody to come in and like get a sandwich and knowing that they have a sandwich, not just two pieces of bread and a slab of meat, like,
sure,
and like no personality to,
sure,
it. I really don't want like people thinking like, oh, you know, this place, you know, I can tell you when you come to Home Max, you're not going to starve. Like, you'll be full for the rest, awesome, of the day. And that's really what I wanted to put out there is like, I'm not going to give you one egg. I'm going to give you two eggs. And I'm,
sure,
going to give you on like a really hearty homemade biscuit, or I'm going to put it on a really buttery croissant. Something that's not going to taste commercial.
Gotcha.
And I know some places can't do everything in house. I'm glad I found this place that I can do it mostly everything in house. I would love to start, you know, when a new oven comes, I want to start making pita bread, and you know, maybe we could do some nice sort of like, you know, healthier vegetable option with like homemade hummus or something like that.
Man, that sounds good.
So there's always things in the back of my mind. The wheels are always spinning. I'm always going to try to come up with some crazy thing.
I'm looking at your case right now and it's just like, oh man.
And
baby.
And I'm hoping in the future, like I can, after renovations, start with like delivery services. I know my wife's practice would love to have food delivered to them, and they're in a Danbury area.
Sure.
So,
sure.
And you know, especially during the winter months, like nobody wants to go outside. I don't even like waking up at 1:30 in the morning to go to work because it's so bitter cold outside.
How early do you get up to come here to cook, to bake in the morning?
It's, most of the time I'm here around 3 to 3:30. But at the same time, I'm used to it. Like I'm used to the graveyard shifts.
It's like my buddy up at Bagel Delight, Jared.
Yeah.
He gets in there around the same time.
It's just something that we, you know, as bakers, you're prepared for. Like, you don't graduate from culinary school and like, oh, I'm going to be a bread baker and I'm going to work from like 9 to 5. And I'm not talking nine
a.m. bakers. Not baker's hours, you know, banker's hours.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the bread doesn't just make itself. This goes out to any person that's in the culinary schools now who want to be bread bakers, know that you will work you will work the harder hours, but it's so worth it.
Rewarding.
To create something, bake it, and have people enjoy it, and not go to like a big factory and hit a button and have no passion behind it.
Love is going into this.
So like I'm willing to teach. Like I'm willing to teach anybody that wants to learn. And most bakers are. Like they want to teach other people so this art doesn't die.
That's awesome, man.
So it's, you know, I feel like a lot of restaurateurs and a lot of chefs, I like to think they all think the same way I am. They don't want to see the industry go down because no younger generation wants to come in and do this, but I couldn't see myself being stuck behind a desk. I'm not saying I couldn't be a good accountant or a good lawyer. I love arguing. you know, I couldn't see myself being anything else. And if I had to start over, it would take me years to figure out what to do next. I'd rather go volunteer somewhere else and not get paid than to go get paid to do something I don't like.
You don't like, yeah.
So it's, you know, I even talked to, I mean, I remember discussing this with my wife like a long time ago. I'm like, I don't know what I want to do. Like, you know, do I continue with this and just be more tired? She's like, well, you're not going to go work at a gas station. I'm like,
yeah, right.
Well, you don't really have a say in the matter. But, you know, but I'm glad she told me, like, you know, I would want you to do something that's more meaningful. And that stuck with me. And like, and I love what I do. I'm grateful that I was able to do my career and the fact that I could handle my diabetes along with it.
Yeah, it's impressive.
And, you know, my mom, she was very nervous when I was a kid. Like, when I told her I was going to be a pastry chef, she was like, uh-oh. At first, she was like, she had to think about it. Then 5 minutes later, she comes back and she's like, I will support you in whatever you want to do in life, as long as you're not a bum. You know, it's and you know, she's my toughest critic. There's been stuff where I give my mom and she's like, oh my God, this tastes wonderful. Then there's times when I give her stuff and she's like, Matt, this is fucking garbage. She'll throw it in my face. Like, she'll like say, you don't even bother serving this to any human being, not even dog. I'm like, okay.
Interesting.
I'm like, thank you. Love you.
No, it is very interesting though, that you are, you know, you're type 1 diabetic and you're a pastry chef. Have you met anyone else in the same situation as you? And your
as a chef, as a normal chef, yes.
Okay.
As a baker, no.
Gotcha.
I can honestly say that I am a true oxymoron.
Wow.
I've met many chefs who are type 1 diabetics, but it's, you know what, I would say it's easier for as a chef to be a diabetic because like you're not cooking with so much fats. You're
right.
Not cooking with so much like that. If you're tasting like a sauce or something,
It's not gonna kill you. Yeah.
Like there's only so many cookies I can eat before my blood sugar just drives up the the mountain.
And we're off to Danbury Hospital.
Yes, exactly. But like, and that's what happened earlier in my career. Like, especially when I was at the Elsa's house. Like we were making ice cream in house and stuff like that. We had to taste all the glazes and like batters and everything before we bake off like 7 sheet trays of something. It's like it gets to you.
Right.
You know, it really gets you. Surprisingly, I didn't become like 400 pounds or anything. But I was able to fix in some sort of exercise to it.
Gotcha.
But I've known a lot of chefs who just work behind the line, who are diabetic, and it kind of gets scary a little bit because you look at them and you're like, oh God, is this blood sugar going to drop? Because, you know, you're dealing with a lot of heat, you're dealing with a lot of sweating, and, you know, you don't want to see any of your friends, like, happen to that. But then again, I've seen people dropping who aren't diabetic, and,
ooh,
you know, it's scary.
Gotcha.
Thank God I haven't, like, you know, I always have to retrain myself with CPR, you know?
Gotcha. Awesome, man.
Yeah.
Awesome. You know, I got a few more questions for you.
Please.
And man, this has been great. I feel like I could talk to you all day.
Yeah, I can sit here all day.
Listen, you got a nephew in me for life. but man, this is just such a great conversation. I'm learning so much and you know, like you said, you know, being an oxymoron, it's great. I mean, the story is just incredible. Your story coming up, opening this place here in Sandy Hook is just so awesome. And let people know, where are you located? What's the vibe here? Your website is incredible. Really nice website. You can order things on there. So talk to me about all those sort of things.
So, you know, we're directly next door to Fig's Woodfire Bistro in Sandy Hook. 105.
Right across from Cover 2.
Right.
And Sandy Hook Diner.
Yep. And right across from my kid's preschool, Trinity Preschool.
I went there.
Oh, you did?
I went to preschool right over here, right across the street.
Loved that school from day one.
Mm-hmm. It's still here.
It's still
so funny to look across the street, be 30 years old, and be like, I was there one day.
The website, I met somebody through the Chamber of Commerce who was started, who decided he wanted to do his own business. And I guess I was one of his very first customers, and he did an amazing job with it. He runs Map Agency. So John, if you're listening, hey,
really nice website. Very user-friendly, very clean.
Yeah. And that's what I told him. Like, you know, we don't need to be over the top. We don't need to be
clean
crazy.
Is the best these days.
You know, a lot of the pictures are some things that I've done in just at my house or something like that.
That picture of you on the bench.
That's actually awesome. There's actually a funny story behind that.
Go to
picture.
The about section so you know what we're talking about.
So
Uncle Matt's Bakery and Cafe.
The funny, because the picture's actually hung up in the bakery here.
Oh, cool.
So there were, when I was at Wave Hill Breads, there was a photographer who wanted to do a photo shoot and do a photo gallery and everything. So we had fun with that. And she did like an auction of some sort, and somebody bought this photo. And she comes up to me. She's she emails me. She's like, "Hey, Matt, your photo sold." I'm like, "Oh, which one?" She's like, "Of you sitting on the bench with the bear claws." I'm like, "Oh, awesome! Yeah, you went for $1,300." I'm like, So I guess I know how much I'm worth then.
That's so awesome. To me, like, it looked like you were in like Italy. Yeah, well, sitting on a bench, just like, I bake bread.
Yeah, that was Norwalk, Connecticut.
It looked like, when I saw that picture, I'm like, the first thing I thought was, Italy, he's sitting there, I bake bread, bitch, like, good bread, yeah, and here I am.
Well, it's like, it was funny because, like, the funny thing is, it took me a while to actually like that photo. I don't know what it was. It was just something about it.
Because it's
just,
you. Like, I hate photos of myself.
There's that, and it's like, I was just like, okay, this is, like, weird. Like, why am I doing this? But, like, you know, eventually it just grew on me, and
Yeah,
and at least now I know I'm hung in some person's house for $1,300.
It's like Groundhog Day, the movie, when they're bidding.
Yes.
They're bidding for the for Bill Murray, Bill Murray's character. Hilarious.
But so, and like, you know, we do have the online ordering. And again, hopefully after renovations, I'll have the delivery option through DoorDash or Grubhub or any delivery service that will come to the area.
Is this cold brew, by the way? Or
no, that's regular dark roast iced coffee.
Yo, and this is off the chain.
So
this, like, is off the hook. I know my coffee, and this is just so good.
Well, you know, it's local. That's the best part about it. I said to myself, if I ever open a place, like, I want to make sure that my coffee and tea are within distance. You can't get more within distance than BD Provisions.
That's what I thought. I was like, is this BD?
So I remember meeting a couple of years ago, the first time I went into the store, I was like blown away about it. I'm like, oh my God, this is so beautiful inside.
Isn't it nuts?
Such great product. It's where I can get my wife's Red Rope licorice. You know,
it's a crazy nice spot.
It is. And it's like such a friendly staff. And I was like, hey, John, I'm thinking about opening up a bakery. Could you like sell me coffee? Like, you know, for my story. He's like, oh, absolutely. And then we have the loose leaf teas. Like it was just like great. And we still have a great partnership to this day. You know, we were sampling coffees and we were like, you know, trying to pick which one would be the best. Then eventually I was like, John, you know, could you come up with an Uncle Matt's blend? And he's like, yeah, give me a week.
He's the nicest guy.
Yeah. He's such a nice guy. He's such a nice
good
guy.
Good friend of the show too. Episode 34.
I'm definitely have to check it out.
Of the show, yeah.
he, you know, and it was just, and I remember the first time I talked to my parents there, and my mom was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Why couldn't we have something like this when you were growing up in town? Like,
it's like they say, it's like William Sonoma meets bulk food.
Oh my God. It's perfect. It's
gorgeous.
Analogy.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I was like happy to know that he roasts all the beans there, like, you know, and they have the top notch selection of like olive oils and vinaigrettes. And I remember before COVID, like I was always going in there. It's like, oh, really? I just buy like 2.5 pounds of flour. Like, awesome. Like and I can get my like 5 pounds of peanut butter cups. Awesome.
It's crazy the type of things that you can just get by the pound there. It's nuts. Like all those barrels, it's just, and it's all so good. It's hard. It's like, how can you not leave without taking a little bit of everything?
Exactly.
It's insane.
And there's been times where I'm like, okay, I don't have time to go to the grocery market. Like I'll just like, okay, I have 6 people to feed and I got like this much cash. Okay. I'm just going to get a scoopful of like pasta or something. Like, okay, here's dinner.
Your self-control has to be on point when you're there.
Yes.
I mean, it has to be.
It's one of those stores, like, you know, they say don't go shopping when you're hungry. Yeah, definitely. You know, I definitely don't go in if you're hungry. I'm sorry.
Or if you're stoned. If you're stoned, you're going to have a big problem with BD.
Oh, God.
You have a big problem with BD Provisions.
Yes, but... I'm so glad when they opened, and like, I'm glad that I could still go into there to this day. And, you know, and I'm even more glad that I can have a partnership with them. It's, they've been a big supporter of
mine. Midnight Joe right up on the wall.
Yeah, John got me the Midnight Joe sign.
That's awesome. And, man, that's so great.
And he, you know, again, they're, you know, I actually sell them bread on Saturdays that they can sell to their customers.
Nice.
If you're in that part of the area and you can't make it to Uncle Matt's, I do sell bread there on Saturdays. So
that's awesome. Yeah, John's great. I remember meeting him. I stopped there and met him before he came on the show, and he roasted coffee like right in front of me on that machine he's got.
Oh yeah.
And I just remember the aroma and this, you know, the smoke that it's, you know, from the beans.
Roasting, the roasting of it, it's just like you're mesmerized by it. And it's all it is, it's like a heating plate and a wand going around, and you're just like, something about it, it's just magical.
Yeah,
it's just,
it's I wanted awesome. To bottle that smell and just like release it into my apartment.
They need to make a roasting coffee candle. Yes. That's what they need to make.
Yes, and there's so many great candle companies here in town that could totally do that. And
yes,
man, that'd be great. You got something. That's great.
So that's great. But I don't know if there was another question behind there.
No, I think that's it, man.
Location, website.
Yeah, you're here on 105 Churchill Road. You know, like we were saying, beautiful spot, downtown Sandy Hook. You know, just a stone's throw from Newtown. It's right up the hill.
Yeah.
And just a great spot and a great vibe. And man, yeah. I'm so glad I got to come here and chat with you, man.
I'm glad you came. Like, I was like, oh, when is he going to come? I hope he comes. Come, you know. I hope he didn't forget about me.
No. It's hard to, you know. It was hard to forget you in general, but then just the amount of people who I come across who are like Uncle Matt. I'm like, can he be my uncle? But I'm looking forward to coming here more for sure.
You know, and you know, it's funny. Like, I've met a lot of people who like who have an Uncle Matt in the family, yeah. And
but now I do.
Well, the funny thing is, it's like they would in the beginning when I first opened, they're like, "You don't have any shirts for sale, do you?" I'm like, "No."
Oh, do you have merch?
Not yet.
You can take all my money.
I'm trying to work on a funny, cartoonish type shirt for customers.
Oh, those are the best.
But like, I remember some people, they tell me, oh, we have an Uncle Matt. And like, sometimes like it would be like a sad story, like an Uncle Matt passed away or something like that. And it just, you know, it gets to me, like, you know, I consider anybody, it doesn't matter what age you are. You could be 100 years old or you can be one day old. When you walk through that door, you're either my niece or my nephew. And I treat you like family.
Awesome.
So you know, I would go and get him a shirt and like, this is for you and this is for your family, you know, just... I don't want any money. It doesn't do much for me. Like it doesn't, or I shouldn't say, it does more for me emotionally than it does like gaining capital or anything like that. Like me giving away a shirt to like a family member who just lost everything and they want to remember them. Sure. Take an Uncle Matt shirt.
Yeah.
You know, it's if they're available.
Yeah, right. They're going to be hot when they come out.
Yeah, exactly. So like, I'm trying to come up with a funny, awesome, cartoonish, like if any listeners right now, if they, you know, if they have any cool ideas, email me at matt@unclematsbakeryandcafe.com because I want to put something on a shirt.
You've answered so many questions. I've had such a great time chatting with you, and I have two more questions. And one of those is, you know, I have a question I ask everyone once they leave me. But I got two more, and just to summarize everything, my last question is, you know, what do you love about what you do? I mean, I know you touched on it, but what do you really love about what you do? What do you love about baking? And what are you really loving about being here in Sandy Hook and having this place and having your name on the front and everything like that? You know, what does that really mean to you?
Well, as far as the baking aspect of it, it's like me trying to choose who my favorite child is. I don't play favorites.
Gotcha.
There are days where I say you're better. You're acting more behaved than this
the other one. Yeah.
But it's, you know what? If I was on a desert island and I can only have one thing, one item of mine, it would be a plain croissant. And the reason behind it is, it's the only pastry that you eat first thing in the morning. It's the only pastry that you can really, it takes man hours to do. It's like anything can happen. Like the butter can start leaking out. The dough can be completely destroyed during rolling process, or there's so much to it. But at least, yeah, it's something that like, oh, I'm going to have a treat for the first thing in the morning. It's like, I don't know how other to describe it. That buttery taste that you have into it. And if done properly, you see the layers and layers and layers of it.
That's the go of breakfast pastries.
Exactly.
Pastries.
It's but you know, as far as like me being in Newtown, like I couldn't ask for a better community. Like it's so overwhelming for me, like with gratitude, like everybody, you know, even people, like even some patrons who choose not to come back here because of their, if they had a bad experience. And like from the bottom of my heart, like I do apologize. I would say it was on a really busy day that we couldn't get everything done, and I do hope they do come back and give us another shot. Or if, like, you know, I know there was a couple mistakes during Thanksgiving orders, and again, from the bottom of my heart, I do apologize. Like I wouldn't want to put my name on it if it ruined your meal or anything like that, but I take responsibility for it. But as far as like having my name on my business, it's so surreal. Like I never thought this day would ever happen. It was always a dream of me to open up my own bakery. You know, I was always nervous about it. Like I still am. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I'm not like the most savvy business owner in the world. Like I love to bake. I love to be with the customers and stuff like that. Everything, all administrative stuff. Like I do like 2 hours before I go to bed.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to serve my community. I mean, I also said, like, if I am going to open a business, I'm going to do it in a town that I live in. Not just because I don't want to travel too far, but like...
Yeah, what better?
Yeah, well, it's also...
I agree.
Yeah,
I can't agree more with you, though. Commutes suck.
Well, yeah. Like,
especially when you grind it out like you have.
I try to every day. Like, and I tell
now
my
it's
staff,
now it's time for you to just relax. Have your own place and drive real close.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. I can't see myself anywhere else. Like I can't, you know, my wife, she grew up in like Washington Depot area where, you know, I used to joke to her about this all the time. Like you come from a town of 300 people. I mean, like,
it's, yeah, Washington. Yeah. That's, yeah. That's,
but beautiful, that's beautiful area.
Oh, of course. Like, absolutely beautiful.
Like I would, you know, I love my neighbors, but you know, we could be a couple miles apart from each other. You
sure,
know?
Yeah. Sure. I grew up on 100 acres, so I didn't have neighbors.
Oh, good.
So that's what I'm used to.
So it's I can't describe how happy I am. Like, and it's just like, and I told my wife, like, you know, it's I want to try to help as many people as I can. I want to try to give people as many jobs as I can. I can honestly say, like, I have way too many employees. But I'm grateful for that. And
yeah, especially now.
Yeah, especially now. If this was like 2 or 3 years ago, I'd be like, no, we're cutting half the staff. We don't need this many people.
Mm.
But it
makes all the difference.
Yeah. And again, I know it's not like everybody's going to stay with me forever. And nor do I. Yeah, I would love that. But like,
I'm sure you don't expect that.
Yeah. I've had employers in the past who think I was going to stay with them forever. And
sure.
It had nothing to do about like how much I was getting paid or anything like that. Cause
yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like
everyone's path takes twists and turns.
And plus I got paid like shit. So to be fair, most pastry chefs do. We're the butt end of the industry because we're being taken over by larger corporations who can just do the same thing in a frozen process and say, here, we'll sell you this box for $1.
It's just not the same.
It's
man.
Not the same.
It's just not. And it never will be.
No, it's like if I'm gonna go corporate, I might as well go to Chili's. You know,
and that's, you know, and I think that's why we love you here. And to be honest with you, it's quite the honor for me to be here in your establishment here in Sandy Hook, Newtown, Connecticut, and just being able to talk to you about your successes. I mean, you've worked so hard to get to this point, and it's an honor for me to be here in you know, your dojo. You know, your kingdom, so to speak.
Well,
and it's really, really nice. And I am so glad you were able to come on the show. And you're a super cool guy. We could keep talking forever. Like, this is great. And that's one of the things I love about being able to chat with folks like you, you know, small business. Because when small business comes in, they help the community in so many ways that I think people don't understand. They come in here, they eat, whatever, they go on with their life. But they don't understand the impact that small business owners have in a community. It's huge. especially now. And it's just, and I'm so glad to be here.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah. Like, and I'm so glad to be here, and I'm so glad to see you doing well. And it just shows. And that was one of the reasons why I started this podcast. I wanted people to see, look, you can grind and grind and grind, and something will come out of it. And you will have something to show for yourself. And here you are. And you're one of those stories. You're one of these many stories that I've been telling to people. And one of my big hopes when I started the podcast was that someone listened to this and get inspired to do something similar and give back to their community and maybe chase a goal that they thought wasn't achievable. And it's just so nice to be able to sit with you, talk to you about all the things you've done, and here you are.
And I'm truly grateful for having you, letting me come on to your podcast.
No,
like, I've called into radio shows before, like, but it's mostly the Tales from the Golden Road on the Grateful Dead station. But there's a difference between me talking about Grateful Dead and me talking about my career.
Sure.
But they kind of go hand in hand because...
You got a Grateful Dead fan. I love it.
Yeah. And, you know, at 2 a.m, I'm listening to Grateful Dead station. So it's
nice.
Keeps me calm, cool, and relaxed. So
that's awesome. Well, listen, Uncle Matt, I got one more question for you. It's the question I ask everyone before they leave the show. I've been doing this. I did it in season one, and it's here in season two. And that is, Connecticut's known for having the best pizza in the country. And New Haven, of course. So, you know, not all my guests have the opportunity to just go out to New Haven, you know, whatever. But if you've been there, there's some staples there that people really like. Bar, Pepe's, Modern, you know, whatever, Sally's. Do you have a favorite place in New Haven that you've had pizza? But not only that, what are some places around here that, you know, you like to get pizza? Of course, me, I show up here. I got my Good Old Days pizza sweatshirt on. I love Good Old Days. I practically live there. I might as well set up a tent inside the restaurant. That's definitely one of my favorite places. But what are some pizza places that you like in New Haven around here? And what are some restaurants that you like to go to?
All right. So as far as New Haven pizzas are concerned, I'm going to be truthfully honest. I don't spend time in New Haven.
No worries. So not everyone does. Not all my guests do.
I can't say, oh, this is a good place or this is a bad place.
No worries.
So for that, I'm going to have to scratch that answer.
No worries at all.
As far as here, Newtown is concerned. So as mentioned before, you know, we're a family of six. each person likes a special pizza. So
that makes it easy for me. Pizza dough. Do you make a good pizza? Like you were saying before, earlier on, you were making pizza. Do you make a decent pizza? Or maybe we'll bring some pizza pop up to Uncle Matt's.
You know what? I will be a good judge of eating pizza. As far as making pizza, I'm going to be truthfully honest.
Gotcha.
Like, I can make a good pizza, like, don't get me wrong, but it's only to my liking.
Okay.
It might not be great to other people's likings.
Gotcha.
But if I had to say, oh, who has the best pizza place, I'm going to be truthfully honest. In Newtown, they're all amazing.
They are.
It doesn't matter what pizza place you
And they're all
to.
Different in their own way, which is special.
Like, you know, like, for instance, like, my son, he loves bacon pizza, but he only likes it from Papa Al's. Because they chop up the bacon.
Papa Al's is good.
Like, for me, like, I'll eat pizza at any of the places. I am completely unbiased to any place. My daughter, you know, if we wanted just a plain cheese pizza, we'll go here. If we wanted this. I also enjoy when my landlord gives me pizza at Figs.
Figs is great.
It's great. It's authentic.
I got to admit.
Fire pizza.
Figs is really good.
I enjoy Gino's pizza. Joy Franco's on the other side of Newtown, and I enjoy Carminuccio's. Project. I will always eat Project Pizza when they do like the fundraiser for Holly Elementary School. I'm trying to think. We have so many.
Have you been to Good Old Days?
I have been to Good Old Days. I did enjoy their pizza. Being from Philadelphia, I know what I that's the only thing I'm biased on is the tomato pie.
Gotcha.
Like, nothing's going to compare to the tomato pie that I used to grow up with.
Gotcha.
So I don't even do comparisons. Like,
gotcha.
It's just like, I don't, but their pizza is
all good.
Good.
Yeah. Cause he's Matt too. Matt Stanzak, yes. Matt Kirshner. Maybe we could have a good old days, Uncle Matt's pop so, you know, collab. That'd be awesome.
You know, I'm trying to think. There's other, like, have we been to the Pizza Palace?
Pizza Palace is legendary in Newtown.
I can't remember if we have
or legendary Greek style. Yeah. Legendary Greek.
Like, every place is, like, you know, I remember on Facebook, somebody was, like, commenting, oh, this was actually before Gino's open. Oh, but there's another pizza place opening up. You know, I normally don't take I don't normally comment on things like that, but I just stepped in and I just thought, look, who cares? Every pizza place is special for a specific reason. Whether they add like a load of sugar to the dough here, or they're using a secret family marinara sauce or something. It's just like, you know, that's what makes their place different from any other place. And at the end of the day,
it's all what you're feeling.
It's yeah. And, you know, again, it's like
how we
pick how we pick our pizza. It depends. It's like how my family and I pick our pizzas. What kind of pizza do we want?
Yeah.
What style of pizza we want?
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes we'll even go outside of Newtown and we'll go to Bellows in Brookfield.
Great spot.
Because this way I can sneak over to Newberry Gelato and get my gelato before coming home. I'll go pick up the pizza.
Nice.
So, I mean,
we have a melting pot of pizza. It's great. We have so many great places. You could be in any mood for pizza and we got it.
Yeah, exactly. And
I couldn't agree more.
But it's, you know, what separates like Newtown from most other places, like, we have all sorts of cuisine in our town. And you don't really think about how big Newtown is until you go to all the places. You want Indian food, you want hibachi, you want really authentic Italian, you want Spanish. It doesn't matter what you're in the mood for. You'll find it in Newtown. Yeah, and that's what I love about living here. It's like, it doesn't matter what you're in the mood for, we have it.
Every night you could go somewhere different.
Exactly.
And try something from a different part of the country.
and you know, it'll be funny. The funny thing is, it's on Facebook is the page Newtown Eats, which
Eileen,
she
came on the show.
I'm so grateful for her. Like, even if I didn't open up Uncle Matt's, I'm so grateful that somebody took the time and like did something for. It's not like she's getting paid for it or anything.
No,
she does have the.
She saw a need. She saw that restaurants could use the support.
Yeah.
And she started the page and she was episode 32 of the show.
And
I had to have her on.
Yeah.
Because what she was doing for the town was.
I would have suggested her. And
we're good friends now. We talk all the time. It's great.
And she, you know, she's awesome. Like, she doesn't play
she's a rock
favorites.
Star. No,
she,
no. Equal opportunist. Yeah.
A lot of people told me, like, oh, I'm so glad you opened because we needed a place like this in town.
If you think about it, we don't really have one. I was saying, Dare Street left and
Pacifico
Expresso.
Closed.
Yeah, you're filling a void.
I'm filling a void.
Best way possible.
But there are things that I don't do. And one is custom cakes. Because there's so many cottage bakery people out there who do cakes. And I just say, you have more time than I do, so you can have it.
Sure, like, it's a lot.
And like, unfortunately, like two friends of mine who owned a Sugar Magnolia Bakery.
I was gonna say they're
unfortunately, when I saw it on Facebook, I texted them and I'm like, oh, guys, my heart is breaking.
Tremendous.
I hope like there's something I could do for you guys.
And those pancake donuts.
Their stuff was delicious.
Gosh.
Like, and we didn't have the same products. That's what I like. And I've known them before, way before I opened.
Right.
And, I remember when they first opened, they were awesome. Like from day one to the last day. And, you know, I'm hoping that they could still do the market. Like, I loved going to see them on Tuesdays when I dropped my girls off at the NYA for field hockey. But the problem was it was just the two of them and it was such a too big of a space for them. So I'm hoping they can open up somewhere.
Same,
smaller and closer. And, you know, I even thought, like, hey, if you need to bake a cake or something for a client, you know, just let me know. You can use my kitchen.
Awesome. That's
just
awesome.
As long as you make me some donuts. You know?
Exactly. So, well, listen, Uncle Matt. Thank you so much.
Hey, Jeff, thank you.
This is great. You got a great place. You're a great human being. Your passion and love for not only what you do, but the community and your family. I mean, that's awesome. There's not much else to say. You got to come down here, experience Uncle Matt's, say hi to Uncle Matt, and have a great sandwich, pastry, coffee, whatever, and just hang out here and vibe out. It's beautiful. We're having a great time. And I just really, really appreciate your time because I know you're super busy. And it's great. And it's a great day. And I'm so glad we got to chat. And thank you so much for coming on the show.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I can't wait to have people listen to this episode and really get to know the great person you are behind everything that you do and all the hard work that you put into this place and everything you do for the community. So thank you so much. I hope you have a great day. Who do we have for the Super Bowl?
I'm hoping Bengals.
Okay. same here. Because this episode's going to come out 2 days before. I'm with you. Bengals. Underdogs, right? Let's do it.
Next year, Eagles.
Next year. Come on, man. I want my Jets. What about my Jets, man? No, but listen, Uncle Matt's Bakery and Cafe.
Well, it could be Eagles versus Jets.
That's fine with me, man. That would make it more entertaining. Because like I said, my editor and writer, big Eagles guy, loves his Phillies. I like my Mets. We go at it as it is. But listen, Uncle Matt's Bakery and Cafe, Matthew Kirshner. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Kirshner? Matthew Kirshner. And you got to come here. Say hi to Uncle Matt. It's 105 Churchill Road here in Sandy Hook, Connecticut. And just, yeah, you got to come here and support this place. Great people, great guy, great staff, great food, great drink. What else do you need? Come on. So listen, Uncle Matt, thank you. And
thank you.
A great day.
See you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to part two of a two-part conversation with Matthew Kirshner of Uncle Matt's Bakery and Cafe. Huge thank you, of course, to my guest on the show today, Uncle Matt. Thank you so much for letting me come by and chat. I had an absolute blast, wishing you nothing but the best, and I know I will see you again soon. Yet again, another episode of Sweeten Up is in the books. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts. We would greatly appreciate your feedback and support. As a reminder, you can play the podcast with the help of your smart speaker by simply saying, "Play the podcast Sweeten Up with Jeff Spencer." Thank you as always to my best friends, the guys who make it all possible. Post-production and music, Morgan Lutzi. Production and art director, Kurt Vinci. Editor and writer, Nick Passacretta, and a special thanks as always to Devin Cipelli. My guest on the podcast next week is a new friend and an incredible artist, the great Jeff Schaller. Jeff Schaller is an artist in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. His work has been featured on the hit TV show Friends and can be seen at local watering holes in Pennsylvania like Iron Hill Brewery. Jeff's work is collected both nationally and internationally, and it is also included in the Coca-Cola Museum and Lancaster Museum of Art. But until then, you know the deal. Stay safe, stay healthy, love you all, peace.